we're up here for the holiday, Jane, that we're having solstice. Now we need a place to stay. Then her Christling uncle watched his wife hang Mary on a tree. He watched his son hang candy canes all made with red dye number three. He told his niece, it's Christmas Eve. I know our life is not your style. She said, Christmas is like solstice, and we miss you. And it's been a while. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground the best that they were able. Just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said, sending hope for peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses. Tree plugged in, the meal had gone without a hitch, till Timmy turned to Amber and said, is it true that you're a witch? His mom jumped up and said, the pies are burning, and she hit the kitchen. And Emma's Jane who spoke, she said, it's true, your cousin's not a Christian. But we love trees, we love the snow, the friends we have, the world we share, and you find magic from your God. Everywhere. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. And where does magic come from? I think magic's in the learning, 'cause now when Christians sit with pagans, only pumpkin pies are burning. Tried to do the dishes, her aunt said, really, no, don't bother. Amber's uncle saw how Amber looked like Tim and like her father. He thought about his brother, how they hadn't spoken in a year. He thought he'd call him up and say, it's Christmas and your daughter's here. He thought of father's sons and brothers, saw his own son tuck his sleeve, saying, can I be a pagan? Dad said, we'll discuss it when they leave. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Lighting trees in darkness, learning new ways from the old, and making sense of history and drawing warmth out of the cold.
Dar Williams in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session. The Christians and the Pagans, a favorite Christmas song. Welcome, Dar, and thank you. While we're recording this, you are on your book tour for What I Found in a Thousand Towns, A Musician's Guide to Rebuilding America's Communities, One Coffee Shop, Dog Run, and Open Mic Night at a Time. I know that you discovered a lot in those thousand towns, but are you still discovering new things while you're out on your book tour and touring for your music as well?
The book has to do with sort of these things that I've discovered towns have done that allow them to find their way to the center and find their way to, you know, working harmoniously with one another, which, of course, is an interesting thing for me to see as a songwriter, because I'm always looking for where there's creativity and new ideas and things that spark me. I learned something like, something I learned, you know, people are talking a lot about gentrification in their downtowns, because of course I go to places that are tumbleweed and then they become really cool and they're really happening and then everybody wants to live there, and then suddenly you have these downtowns with shops that are filled with, you know, candles shaped like cupcakes and stuff that people associate with, you know, hipsters and, you know, these fancy breweries and wine bars. But, you know, the truth is the malls and the big boxes took all of that, you know, hammer and nail stuff out of the downtown and put them into the outskirts. So now you have to have a bit of that hipster frilly stuff. And we shouldn't blame the hipsters for bringing fancy coffee drinks into downtown. So that's kind of my newest revelation. You know, without some of that fancy stuff, you're not going to have a downtown. So how do we harmonize the hammers and nails and aspirin and shovels with, you know, all that other glittery rainbow stuff?
Well, you do certainly come up with some interesting acronyms and terms to describe what's happening in towns that are rebuilding their downtown area. I think I'll create a hashtag, Dar Williams Lexicon.
Thanks. Yeah, no, I came up with my own terms for things, like the agrisphere, which is like that kind of beautiful patchwork of apples and, you know, in Virginia, wine grapes and corn and cabbage and all of the producers of it and the restaurants and the awareness. I call that the agrisphere, but it's actually called the food shed. So I wrote the whole chapter, and so he said, you know, that's called a food shed. So it was nice to know that other people had been thinking about it.
Well, I tell you, if it wasn't for the wineries and the cideries and the breweries, a lot of my friends would not be getting as many gigs as they are.
Yeah.
Great places for local musicians to perform.
That whole, you know, just because it's fermented doesn't mean it's not, you know, local food and a local identity. And a lot of people bring a lot of their town's identities into their breweries and cideries and distilleries. And it's, you know, has to be made there. And those are jobs. And they will often have gigs. And they'll be very loosey-goosey about people they bring in. And they'll often have a lot of local gigs. And yeah, no, the whole, that's a very harmonious coming together of musicians and local booze.
All right. Well, let's pretend like we're at a local brewery and have another song here.
You know, I thought I would just do a short one. This is just to sort of locate me, you know, because a sense of place is so important to me at where I live, and it inspires a few songs. So I live by Storm King Mountain, which has a lot of history and a lot of beauty, and it's on the Hudson River, and the Hudson has a lot of importance to us. It holds a lot of collective memory, and Pete Seeger lived on the other side of the Hudson River from Storm King, and I associated these two sort of king-like personages holding all that history and wisdom, kind of talking with each other back and forth. You know, it's a really important part of my identity to have all of those things around me when I wake up in the morning. So this is called Storm King. The clouds will form a crown, circling the rocky mountaintop, telling us the rain is coming soon as we sail the river up and down. The Storm King has borne the seasons all, worn them up on his brow. He guides the watchful boats below. I am the Storm King now. He is bemused, sometimes delighted. He sees the trains, the hikers on the hill. In our progress and our industry, may we grow better still. The Storm King has seen us from above, high up upon the starboard bow. He knows the turning of the years. I am the Storm King now. The Storm King has borne the seasons all, worn them up on his brow. He guides the watchful boats below. I am the Storm King now. I am the Storm King now.
Storm King, Dar Williams in the WVTF studio. It's a Roots Down session. Well, with the writing of your book and the promotion, the tour for the book, I certainly hope you have not neglected your music.
Just getting back to writing songs. But it's tough, you know, because there's a lot of, you know, as you just said, when I go and do the book tour, new ideas are sort of cycling through. I'm meeting a whole new crowd of people who either do urban planning or think like urban planners. It's just a whole way of thinking. It's not completely different from the way people think poetically, because you're thinking sort of impossibility and you're kind of pulling out beauty and figuring out, you know, what things are and understanding them. But I am, there are a few songs that I'm coming back to writing right now. And some of them have a little bit to do with urban planning. you know, it's not that much different. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to be full throttle. I'm going to be reunited with a group with whom I did cover songs called Cry, Cry, Cry. And I'm going to be doing my own touring and plenty of it in the new year.
Well, that is good news. And we'll be looking forward to that new album, too. What are you going to call it? Urban planning?
Well, I think that people would be really wary about, you know, a record called Agrosphere.
Oh, well.
So I'm going to... in my mind, in my gut, you know, my heart, they are united. The way I wrote this book and the way I write songs and these themes of how we find our way home, as we say, are really strong and coexist. But yeah, I think I'm about to write the saddest song I've ever written, which is saying a lot. And I have a little love song, and then I have a song about towns. You know, and how we kind of evolve to become so proud of, you know, that part of who we are is where we live. And we got to get back to that more.
Well, I, you know, wouldn't get too concerned about a mundane title. Steve Martin on his recent album with Steep Canyon Rangers has an instrumental entitled Office Supplies.
So it works.
He's just getting honest. That's what I mean. Musicians talk a lot about which, you know, about airlines, about luggage, office supplies, notebooks. I mean, the truth is, you know, we talk about music, but we talk a lot about, you know.
And miles per gallon.
Right, miles per gallon, hotel managers, yes. You know, night clerks. there's a whole incredible world of minutiae, and I think we all would kind of secretly like to write about that stuff, too.
Well, I'm sure that you have another song for us that does not have either a mundane title or subject.
You know, I thought I would do one that I wrote with Jim Lauderdale. We wrote a love song together, and I think it sets a very nice low bar.
Jim Lauderdale, a friend of Roots Down, he sat in this very studio and performed for us. We love Jim.
We all love him. This is called Slippery Slope. It was a real joy to write it with him. Here we go.
Will we tie that knot just to look at those rings we got? Gonna wear them each year after day. We knew it was meant to be, didn't have to go wait and see, no matter what they say. I think you'll agree we're doing A-OK, but you're shaking your head. Now I'm tossing in bed. Are you smiling the smile like you wanted to shout? Are we doing it wrong? Are we dancing along down the slippery slope that they told us about? Whoa, whoa. Stubbornly not talking, just say it's me, I'll say it's true. For I am a horse's ass in a dancing class, just getting around, apologizing and knocking everybody down. Am I saying too much, not saying enough, in the push and the pull and the working it out? Are we letting it slide? Are we taking a ride down the slippery slope that they told us about? Whoa, whoa. Oh, at the start of an avalanche, we'll grab a hold of an olive branch until that sun comes out again. How about in the things we do, you think of me and I'll think of you right through to the end. hand in hand as we go, and the best of friends. You're my beacon of light, you're my noblest fight. You're the surest of things that I ever have found. There's a twist and a turn, there's a bridge you can burn. There's a slippery slope, let's stand our ground. Whoa.